And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 31st of May, 2007. It's the birthday of Lynn Truss, born in Petersham, England, 1955, the author of that best-selling book about punctuation, Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, which sold more than 3 million copies worldwide. It's the birthday of Walt Whitman, born in West Hills, Long Island, 1819. Printer, newspaper man, started writing poetry as the country began to head toward civil war, thinking that poetry might help to hold the country together. In one of his early notebooks, he wrote, "I am the poet of the body, and I am the poet of the soul. I go with the slaves of the earth, equally with the masters, and I will stand between the masters and the slaves, entering into both, so that both will understand me alike." Leaves of Grass came out on July the 4th, 1855. Whitman paid for its publication himself, and anonymously he wrote wildly enthusiastic reviews of his own book. About publicity, Walt Whitman said, "The public is a thick-skinned beast, and you have to keep whacking away at its hide to let it know you're there." Nonetheless, he sold only 10 copies of that first edition, and he gave away the rest. The poems that finally made him a household name in the country were poems he wrote about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, "When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed," and also "O Captain, My Captain." It was on this day in 1790 Congress enacted the Copyright Law, a law which gave authors exclusive rights to publish and sell maps, charts, and books for a period of 14 years. There have been many changes to it since. In the last 30 years, copyright law has expanded to include cable TV, computer software, tapes, CDs, DVDs, MP3s, and copyright terms have gradually gotten longer. Copyrights lasted for the life of an author plus an additional 50 years, but in 1998, the Copyright Term Extension Act extended the duration by 20 years, supported by some large corporations led by Disney, whose famous characters were about to enter public domain, but now you won't be able to use those in your books or movies or songs until at least 2019. Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Goofy and all the rest, they're still protected by copyright. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cummin, entitled In the Park. You have 49 days between death and rebirth, if you're a Buddhist. Even the smallest soul could swim the English Channel in that time, or climb, like a 10-month-old child, every step of the Washington Monument, to travel across, up, down, over, or through. You won't know till you get there which to do. He laid on me for a few seconds, said Roscoe Black, who lived to tell about his skirmish with a grizzly bear in Glacier Park. He laid on me, not doing anything. I could feel his heart beating against my heart. Never mind lie and lay, the whole world confuses them. For Roscoe Black, you might say, all 49 days flew by. I was raised on the Old Testament. In it, God talks to Moses, Noah, Samuel, and they answer. People confer with angels. Certain animals converse with humans. It's a simple world, full of crossovers. Heaven's an airy somewhere, and God has a nasty temper when provoked. But if there's a hell, little is made of it. No long-tailed devil, no eternal fire, and no choosing what to come back as. When the grizzly bear appears, he lays down on atheist and zealot. In the pitch dark, each of us waits for him in Glacier Park. In the Park, Maxine Cummin, from her collection Nurture, published by Viking Penguin. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.